Because he is one of my favorite when it comes to gospel. Platinum selling, blessed thousands. Fred Hammons headlining the 2012 McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour. And we welcome him to the TJMS. Fred Hammond, what's happening, bro?
I'm good, man. How you feel, Skip?
I feel really, really good. And it's great having you on. Now, I know you love Jesus. You love motorcycles. And you aren't doing this with your motorcycle helmet on, are you?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm going to just wear a hat and I'm going to be good.
I feel you, buddy. Well, tell us about this. I think it's a great, it's a super deal, this 2012 McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour.
Man, you know, this has come full circle because, man, when I was in 11th grade, I worked at McDonald's.
Hey, is that right?
Yes, yeah. I did. I flipped burgers. I did fries. I brought up pickles. I did everything, you know. It was the bomb, Jay. Just hold tight. Okay, we're good.
I didn't say a word.
You know, I feel you, man. Me and Jay go back. We got this year. We cool. But, you know, I be giving him the bombs, you know. But I love this, man. I love the fact that I can kind of help because McDonald's has been so good to so many people in the community. You know, not just serving Big Macs and crap.
365.
But it's like it just serves. It helps the community out, and one of the key things that I love about this tour is that it gives recognition and shows people the Ronald McDonald Houses.
Awesome,
man! If you ever got a chance to go through there, you'll see that it gives hope to people, man, with terminally ill or critically ill children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, and it saves people about $257 million in hotel fees.
What?
So it's little or no cost for people to go and stay right across the street from the hospital with their children who have kidney failure, kidney problems, cancers, brain issues. And I spent a couple days in Chicago at a few of them, man. And man, mm-hmm. it was uplifting. It wasn't a sad place. It wasn't a depressed place. People come there, and so I'm glad to be able to, you know, be a part of this whole movement.
It puts your life in perspective, doesn't it, Fred?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You think you got problems because your car's in the shop or your air condition went out.
Yeah.
Go stay there. Go just volunteer and just go cook for them people and watch. Yeah. You see you ain't got no problem.
Now, you're going to be in Birmingham on the 14th. You're going to be in Jackson, Mississippi on the 15th of the month. And then back home in Dallas at our friend Freddie Haynes, Friendship West.
That's right. Dr. Haynes at Friendship West on the 16th. So this is the bomb, and I'm loving this. And we got a lot of friends with me, Byron Cage, Myron Butler, Vashawn Mitchell, Jay Moss, you know, Canton Jones. It's going to be star-studded.
It's going to be awesome. Fred Hammond's joining us on the show right now.
And Jay was asking about the music.
What type of music are you going to play? Everything? So, you know, because you cover everything, man.
Man, I'm going to try to get it all in, a little jazz, try to get a little something in, but I'm going back, man. I'm going all the way back from, you know, maybe some commission stuff to the Radical for Christ to where I'm at now, some God-loving romance, everything. Yeah. I'm going to try to get it all in, man. We're rehearsal right now. We're going to rehearse right up to the last minute, then jump on that bus, load up them trucks, and head right on over to Birmingham.
Okay.
You got new music coming out?
You know what? At the end of the day now, I just have brand new, the God, Love, and Romance stuff, but I just did a remix, man, and hopefully, you know, I can get Frankie to approve it because I just did a blend of of a remix of Frankie Beverly music and one of my tunes. So
that's
tight.
And it'll be good, you know. Now, so that's what's new. And then, you know, we're supposed to be working together on a record, Jay. Me and Jay been talking about a record forever.
Don't do it, Fred.
Be careful, Fred. Be careful.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them.
Let me tell y'all something. Spot, right? We did the Jay spot.
Man,
Jay got up there and started singing Blessed, man, and tore that place up.
Fred?
Could we get just a little bit of Blessed right now? Then,
go ahead, man. Come on, Jay.
Are you ready?
Come on, Jay.
I don't know the words right now. I'm too much surrounded by Satan in his
enemy. That's how he does you, Fred. You go out there, and then Jay will just leave you hanging. Be careful.
That's all right.
I tell you, it's going to work in your favor.
That's right.
If you don't use Jay.
Really? Really? Because the Lord knows your heart, not his, so much.
Man.
Yes.
Okay. I understand you were at Bishop Jake's 35th anniversary celebration this weekend, too, Fred. What's the bishop mean to you?
Oh, man. It was the bomb. It was the bomb, man. We had a great time, and I got a chance, and nobody knew who was going to be there.
Yeah.
So they just kind of snuck us up in there, man. It was good.
Right. And J. Anthony Brown was also there. Did you know that?
I didn't know. Jay, you were there?
Well, Jay.
How was it, Jay?
They're telling stories on me. I was not there, man.
Oh, but we heard in the voice of somebody.
It was a fantastic time we had.
You ready to leave now, Fred? Ready to check out now? Fred got real quiet.
Fred shaking his head.
I like to just clam up on that one.
I know. You're the man, buddy. But we'll be looking for the 2012 McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour featuring the one and only, the gospel icon himself, Fred Hammond. Fred, you're the best, bro. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Civil J, love you.
All right.
Love you back. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Have a great one, man. That is Fred Hammond. Couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. This is the Tom Joyner Morning Show.